For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Anthony heard a cute story. A number of the cast of The Lion King, which continues at Shays through January 7th, went over to the new Oshai Women and Children's Hospital and entertained a bunch of the kids. I just think that's so sweet.
That is a lovely Christmas gift for the children at a season when many people have been going to the theater. Most everything else has wrapped up, but Lion King does continue, so you can still get over to see that. I guess this is the time of year when we look back over the season and to remember around curtain up time, so much activity. We had Design for Living and It Can't Happen Here, Killer Rack, My Old Lady, Peter and the Starcatcher, that long-running production of Steel Magnolias continuing, chugging away at Desiderio's. And we're always asked to pass judgment on the year that's happened. It certainly has been busy following that. Straight came over at BUA. On Your Feet with Gloria and Emilio Estefan coming into town for the opening happened. The Producers opened over at the Cavanocchi. It's been rather vital and a certain amount of cross-pollination between companies, more than we'd seen in recent seasons. I think that that largely has to do with the need for musical talent. Once the Cavanocchi had announced a season with two musicals, they have Mamma Mia in rehearsal as we speak, again, with Lynn Curzilla Fermato at the helm. That's going to happen.
Do you think working with her was a bit of a draw as well?
Well, I think it certainly sweetened it. I think the chance to do The Producers must have been enticing. Lynn has a long history in this region, and I think people would have confidence in doing a show that was directed by Lynn. And in that regard, I do have a concern for the theater community, which I guess is not just for the theater community, but across society. I think in an age of electronic communication, the spontaneous, unplanned interactions at Ray Flynn's bar, for example, when people went out, where you would meet people you didn't expect to see, have conversations you didn't expect to have, talk about things and come up with ideas that you hadn't had before. I think that our social interactions are much more mediated now. One of the best events of the holiday season was the Theater Alliance of Buffalo holiday party. I think it's perhaps the single best thing they do, a holiday party where people can get together and interact the way they do at the Arties, the way they did at the 25 Years of Theater Talk celebration. And a woman walked in who's a music director from out of town. Her husband got a job here, so here she is. Someone told her that she could meet people if she went to this party, so she did. And she had set a goal to meet three people. Well, you know, 3 dozen people later, she was still meeting people. Everyone knows that she's in town. In the old days, any night of the week, she could have walked into Flynn's and the same thing would have happened. And that's kind of gone. The community does communicate on Facebook, Instagram, that kind of thing. But it's not quite the same. It lacks the immediacy, the spontaneity, as opposed to those planned and sometimes strategic postings that people put onto social media.
Well, let me go out on a bit of a limb here. Perhaps the generation that used to go to Flynn's, a lot of them are now married, they have kids, they want to get home, they want to go to sleep. And the new generation is the electronic generation.
Right.
I mean, this is just going to get more worse and worse.
Right. Well, they are going to need to work it out.
Okay.
But there is something to be said for interacting spontaneously in person. The one thing about the web is that you create an artificial persona for yourself, and all of your utterances are constructed, even the ones you later regret. Perhaps you shouldn't have pressed send at 4 a.m. And there is no immediate feedback and qualification. Let me clarify what I've just said. Well, yes, I get your point. Let me amend what I've just said. It's a different kind of communication.
Well, also, there's no face-to-face, so you don't see those subtle facial clues or, you know, the air quotes or anything else
right.
that we do in real life.
Irony is lost.
I wanted to get back to The Producers. I mean, it was, for me, perhaps the high point of the theater season. It was all of that and more. Looking at the cast list, the word I used was poached. Oh, look, the Cavanocchi has poached all of these actors and actresses from other theater companies. But in Buffalo, people don't really have a home theater company per se, do they?
No. No, I mean, it's not as if people are on retainer. I think the only exception I would think, well, there are a few. Ujima Theater Company used to have an ensemble. And if someone worked somewhere else, they would say that it was courtesy of Ujima Theater Company. It was just loyalty to the company. For a long time, Josephine Hogan, artist in residence, the Irish Classical Theater Company. But in general, no, they are free agents, able to go wherever they want. And in fact, I would argue that it's very, very good for people both to work with a company and get a strong working relationship with people you know, and to branch out and work with new people. I've often said that Buffalo is like an extended, large acting ensemble. Let's call it cross-pollination, not poaching.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.